some of my favorite kind of moments from interviews were the older Brits when they came to America. That was a fascinating moment of the movie. Can you talk about getting those little moments of gold from these wonderful actors?
Yeah, I mean, Gemma was, this lady, she is such an incredible human being and actor, and it was really wonderful to have her as part of the cast and part of the thing. She was very reluctant initially, Gemma, funnily enough, with me. She was one of the few who just didn't really buy into the whole documentary idea. We were in San Francisco, which was, probably 2 or 3 weeks into us being on the road with them. And I remember inviting her out for lunch, just no cameras or anything like that, just going for lunch because I wanted to have a chat with her and get to know her a little bit more and have her get to know me. And we had this like beautiful sunny lunch in San Francisco, and she sort of slightly reluctantly conceded to let me come and interview her one day. So I think Kevin loaned us some suite at some really fancy hotel, and we sort of spoiled her a little bit and had that lovely interview in San Francisco when we were there. But what's nice is that one of the things I tried to do as well in the film, I knew we were going to be spending a lot of time in dark theaters and in the wings and in dressing rooms and sort of in artificial light. But I knew we were going to be traveling to all these remarkable cities and locations around the world. So one of the things I tried to do while we were on the road was try and interview and spend time with each of the cast members in a part of the city or a part of the country we were in, so that there was some sort of context and backdrop. And also then what tended to happen in that, it was a little bit looser and freer and a little bit more conversational, and then stories would emerge. So, I mean, this story you refer to, Gemma Jones, she toured in the 70s on this hugely regarded and very, very successful and famous tour, Midsummer Night's Dream, and she was in San Francisco however long ago. The mirror to what we were doing and what she had done 30-40 years beforehand was very stark, I thought, and it was really interesting to see with her and with others like Maureen Anderman, who is again the older American actress in the play, who'd been in Vietnam and had sort of taken traveling and performance in that one. So I thought those stories kind of gave us a little story, a little insight to the character, but also hopefully fleshed out the sense of the company and then some of the places like San Francisco where Gemma had been so many years beforehand.